Good afternoon. I'm Chris Main, a cotton development specialist with phytogen cottonseed with Dow AgroSciences. I'm proud to be here today to talk with you about phytogen 339 WRF, a new early season variety that we're bringing forward in a limited quantity in 2013. Phytogen is proud of the tradition we're bringing to the cotton industry that we're building for ourselves. Starting with varieties like 499, the number one planted upland variety in 2012, phytogen 375, the number three planted upland variety this year, and also our Pima and Acala brands that were number one in their respective geographies. If we look at the upland, Pima, and Acala market as combined, phytogen has about a 20% market share in these areas, and that's a tremendous increase from where we were about 10 years ago. Today, I'd like to present data on phytogen 339 WRF. It is an early maturing, semi-smooth leaf, medium plant height cotton that's very responsive to plant growth regulators, will fit well on those acres where you have a hard time keeping growth under control. It fits well into the North Delta footprint. That's where it was selected from. However, it does travel into some other areas and perform very well there as well. And the very important thing about this variety is that it does bring an increase in fiber quality for lower micronair, longer staple, increased fiber strength, and maintains a relatively high gin turnout for us in this early season market. Phytogen 339 was derived from a cross made in Leland, Mississippi in 2000 and was bulked up in 2005 into a line that was P05X4339. They continue with conventional yield and fiber evaluations and integrate the trait package into this variety in 2009. And since that time, it has been under selection pressure from 2010 on. And then this year, it was introduced into public trials for evaluation as PX4339-06WRF. Again, there was seed production this year in California for potential sales in 2013. So if we look at 339 as a belt-wide comparison, all the data that I'll show you here today comes from seedmatrix.com. It's a clearinghouse for public trial data. That way it's a fair comparison compared to everybody else's. If we look across the belt where we had these six varieties grown head-to-head, there's 40 trials for yield evaluations and 32 trials looking at the fiber quality. Phytogen 339 is as good or better than the standards that we're growing now and some of the new introductions we're seeing from our competition. So we're very confident in the performance of this variety, while at the same time bringing some increased staple length and strength to the portfolio of the early season varieties from Phytogen. We'll break this down by each region a little bit. In the Delta, we had 26 trials where we had these varieties head-to-head. Again, we're very competitive with the top-yielding varieties and have good performance against the current varieties that are grown in our area, maintaining that good fiber quality that we were seeing in that belt-wide overview slide. Move on to the Southeast. There are fewer trials in here, 20 trials for yield, 8 trials for fiber quality, but again, compared to the varieties that are being grown there as early season varieties, we are very competitive, even compared to something of our own like Phytogen 375. Again, the gin turnouts, the fiber qualities are what we are expecting and moving us closer to bringing that Acala quality to the upland market. In the Southwest, there are very few trials that have been reported so far, so we're only looking at 3 trials right here, so I wouldn't hold a lot of weight with these, but 339 is competitive against the standards that we're seeing in the Southwest in Texas and Oklahoma. Again, you know, maintaining that good fiber quality for us, bringing us up on par with what you guys here in the Southwest expect for your fiber to do for you. If we compare 339 to the other varieties that are in our commercial portfolio right now, we are better than the 300 series that's currently available. We're still a little bit behind 499, but it lets us fit into a good footprint where some of those other early season varieties have been. Again, the fiber quality for 339 is a step up from what we were seeing in our other 300 series varieties. If we look at some growth characterization compared to other phytogen varieties of competition that are early season varieties as well, we're very similar in height, number of nodes, and our maturities are definitely classifying this variety as early maturing. It's anywhere from 55 to 60 heat units earlier than a variety like 499. So in summary, there were many comparisons made across the belt with 339 in public trials this year. They demonstrated high yield potential and good fiber quality across wide geographies. The plant characterization supports 339 as an early maturing variety to fit on that footprint, and we look forward to bringing this variety to you in a limited introduction for 2013. Thank you.